Good morning from Independence Baptist Church. We're thankful you're able to join us again this morning. Now, last week, Pastor Reynolds talked about why do we exist, and he pointed out a few things directly from the Scriptures to help us with this question. You know, and now this week, we're going to take a little different topic, and Pastor Reynolds is going to be talking about whether or not religion is important. But before we get started, we're going to take the time to invite you to join us for worship services. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestown, Missouri. Our Sunday morning services start with Sunday school class at 10 a.m. And in those Sunday school classes, we have ones for adults, young married couples, teenagers, and then we have two different groups for children between the ages of 5 and 12. Now, after Sunday school, we have a worship service which starts right at 11 o'clock. And in the afternoon, we have a prayer meeting that goes from 4 to 4:30. And then as soon as that's over, we'll start our afternoon worship services. You are very welcome to come and join us for any of these services that you're able to attend. We want to encourage you to do that. It's a good time of being able to get together and to worship the Lord and to study about Him. And then we usually stay around afterwards for a while just to fellowship and to enjoy each other's company and kind of talk a little bit more about some of the things that we've discussed and heard about during the day. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study, which starts at 7 p.m., and you're also welcome to attend that as well. We're currently studying in the book of Revelation about the end times. Well, I can see because of the time that we'd better go ahead and get started on today's topic. So here's Pastor Reynolds with the message entitled, Is Religion Important?
All right, let's look at our text this morning. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 declares, Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now notice these words. From such, turn away. The question this morning is religion important? Now, you may be thinking, well, now that's a real strange question coming from a preacher. You know, a lot of people would say, well, you know, preachers, they're supposed to push religion. But let me say this. Preachers are not necessarily supposed to be pushing religion. But preachers are supposed to be declaring Jesus Christ. And there is a lot of difference. And I want to say this morning, and I make this very clear, that it isn't really important to me whether you have religion. But it's really important to me whether you have Jesus Christ and whether He has you. Listen, folks, it's one thing to practice a religion, but it's another thing altogether to have Jesus Christ. You see, our text talks about people that has a form of godliness. That is, they have religion. We would call that a false religion. But they deny the power of the religion they're supposed to be having. And Christ says, turn away from that kind of thing. You see, today, when we talk about religion, we know that there's at least two kinds. There's the false religion and the true religion. Under the heading of the false religion, that's talking about a religion of the world. It's talking about a ritualistic type thing. It's talking about a religion where men follow their own thinking and their own reasonings. It's a religion of men that follow their own heart. But there is a religion that comes from God that is a true religion. And this is the kind of religion that is really good. Because this is a religion that follows the thinking of God and not the thinking of man. By the way, man doesn't think the way God thinks. And God doesn't think the way we think. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 declares this very good truth. And so we need a religion that follows the thinking of God. And the only way you can know what God thinks is to find it in His Bible. If you try to follow your heart, you're following something that is very wicked and very deceptive. Somebody says, and I hear this all the time, just follow your heart and you'll be all right. Listen, that is not what the Bible said. The Bible said we ought to follow Jesus. Somebody said, well, my heart will lead me to Jesus. The Bible says your heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? You need to follow Jesus. You need to follow what the Bible said. There is a false religion. Notice this. In the book of Acts chapter 26 in verse 5, the Bible talks here about a man by the name of Saul at this time. And this man was a Pharisee. And listen to what he said about his life. And he had plenty of religion, but he did not have Jesus. Acts 26 verse 5, Paul said that after the most straightest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. Now before Paul was saved, he was named Saul, and he was a Pharisee. And the Bible said that he had religion. That's what Paul said about himself, that he had religion. He said he was in a strict religion. But you know, Paul didn't have Jesus at all. Notice in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 13 through verse 16, as Paul describes his life when he had a religion that did not include Jesus Christ. Galatians 1 verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversation in times past in the Jews' religion. Notice that Paul does not say that is God's religion. He calls it the Jews' religion. And that's what I'm saying to you, that there is a religion of men. There's a religion of the thinking of men. There's a religion of the reasonings of men's minds. There is a religion of following the heart that is a false religion. And Paul here says that in the days gone by, that I was in the Jews' religion. Now notice what he did. How that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. And profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceeding zealous of the tradition of my fathers. Paul said that when he was following in the Jews' religion, he was very energetic. And there are those today that are very energetic about their religion, but it's a false religion. It does not include Jesus Christ, and it is wrong. Notice that it was not until Jesus revealed himself to Saul that he changed. And when Saul was on the road to Damascus and Jesus appeared to him and saved his unworthy soul, that Paul became known of God and he was in the true religion, there one that worshiped and served him. Notice, it's possible for people to have religion and be wrong about it all. Notice in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. And this verse includes our text, which talks about people having a form of godliness, but they deny the power of the God they're supposed to be serving. Notice in 2 Timothy 3 verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Now that's a long list of evil things, but notice what the very next verse says. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Notice, Jesus says, turn away from false religion and have the true thing. Notice in verse 6, the evidence of these people. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. There is a false religion. Religion is important only when it is the true religion of Jesus Christ. Someone would say, well, you know, I'm just doing all I can do for God. We need to be sure that we're in the true religion and that we are truly following Him and Him alone. I think it's one thing very evident to say that those folks who crashed that commercial airliner into the World Trade Center on September the 11th had religion. It's also very evident to say that they had the wrong religion. It is very obvious that these people were very dedicated to their religion and to their leaders. It's also very, very clear that they are wrong. And the war in which we're now engaged is because of religion. It's because of false religion. One thing that I have read in the Quran is that they believe that Jesus is not the Son of God. I read that myself. I read in the Quran where that their religion teaches that it is good to destroy those that are unbelievers that they call infidels. There is such a thing as a false religion. And the Bible says, flee from that thing. Notice about true religion, because there is such a thing as true religion. James chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27 makes this statement. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, he deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain. Oh, how true it is. But notice verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. Now, here's what true religion is: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Well, that is a great thing, knowing what true religion is. True religion teaches us that we ought to love God. The true religion teaches us that we ought to love those that are around us. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 and 13, here's what Moses declares that God expects of the Israelites, and this is what God expects of us. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? Well, what does God require of you? What does your religion require of you? And here it is. But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Well, that's what it says, that we ought to serve the Lord. What does it mean to serve the Lord? Look in book of Romans chapter 13 and verse 10. The Bible said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Look in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 and verse 14. I think this verse sums it all up very well. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And as far as false religion and true religion is concerned, let us hear the conclusion of the whole thing. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Now notice this. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The fact is that there is such a thing as false religion. There is a religion of the mind. There is a religion of the reasonings of men's minds. There is a religion of the heart. But there's also a true religion that comes from heaven, that causes us to think the way God thinks. And God is love.
You know, as Pastor Reynolds mentioned, there are two types of religion. There's false religion and there's actual true religion. You know, true religion will be following God and will have that strong, deep desire to do whatever God said to do in his word, as well as having a deep desire to have compassion and love toward each other. You know, we've got so much going on in our lives that we need to set aside that time daily to search the scriptures. He is an amazing God, and any religion that does not have God and Jesus as its center and its foundation and its basis is false and leads down a path of destruction. Well, we are out of time, but we do want to thank you again for listening this morning, and we encourage you to tune in again next week for a message entitled, Losing the Fear of Judgment.